Okay, we're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the December 19th, 2022 meeting of the City Council to order at approximately 6:35 p.m. Sorry, we're running a little late for those people from the public who have joined us. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
We have before you the agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. We have no minutes this evening. We have no appointments. We have no swearing in. As of this afternoon, the city clerk had informed me that we have no written comments from any citizens who wanted to participate in this evening's meeting. We have no public hearing, no consent agenda. We now move forward to item number K1, liquor license. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this first item, item K1, liquor license, is ask that you consider a liquor license application for J&L Incorporated doing business as GasMart, number 38 at 6700 Olive Boulevard here in University City. I'm recommending approval of the license contingent on the applicant providing a cash deposit or surety bond for the required improvements. Be happy to respond to any questions that you have.
Are there questions from members of the body? Mr. Smotherson.
All right, thank you, Mayor Crowe. Sorry about that. Mr. Rose, I'm just kind of curious. I'm not sure I understand how this got back on the agenda. And I thought that in the last discussion when this was brought up, there were questions and we postponed it so that those questions could be asked or even have the owner as part of this meeting. But I'm just kind of curious about how that came about.
There are two items. One is that you wanted the owner to participate in the discussion. I believe the owner was invited and should be on and can be brought over. The second item was the building was not in compliance with the conditional use permit. And so what is being proposed is that we require them to comply with the terms of the conditional use permit and provide some security in the form of cash deposit or surety bond that would enable us to draw down funds if they did not comply within a 30-day time period. In addition to that, there is an understanding with the owner that if they do not comply, you as the council can take other actions to close the facility or withdraw the liquor license. Did you have questions for the owner?
Well, I do in reference to the application, if this is the appropriate time, and I'm asking Mayor Crowe, do we need to do anything else, or I can ask my question now?
Well, I normally like to have the matter of motion and seconded, and then we can have the question. So regardless of how the vote comes out, is there a motion to introduce and then a second? By Mr. Clay, is there a motion by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Cusick? Mr. Smotherson, you have the floor, and I don't know if Brooke can bring the applicant on or how that works.
Mr. Mulligan, what's the name? And then Brooke can bring the person over.
So Jim Fredericks is the attorney for GasMart.
Okay.
And then I don't know where his client is, but Mr. Fredericks can inform us and if at a separate location, include that person as well as a panelist.
Mr. Fredericks has now been brought on. If he could give us his name and address, and then he'll probably take his mute off and after he, when he gives us his name and that? Address. Okay. There we go. There we go.
Thank you. My name is Jim Fredericks. I'm over at Armstrong Teasdale, and I do represent, and let me correct somebody. that it is J and I, not J and L. It's a small change. It's J and I Inc. And it is one of the gas marks. With me is Tahani Jabbar. We'd like to bring her on as a panelist as well, if you could do so, please.
Yes.
She is the chief operating officer of this company. And while she's coming on, I can not to take up as little, I'm going to take as little time as yours as possible. This company has been in business, I should know that on the tip of my hand, but I believe it's 1997 or so. I've been representing, there's Tahani. Hi, there Tahani.
Hi.
Tahani, how long have the company been in business?
So J and I or the entire Gas Mart chain?
The entire Gas Mart chain.
1999.
And I've been representing them for 15, 18 years at this point in time. And I watched them grow from a handful of small stations to the stations that you're seeing in your city that rival Quick Trip. The quality of their business, the quality of their stores, I wouldn't be representing them otherwise. The application that was made a while back, the request was for all liquor, and that has been reduced down to the number. And John, help me if I say this. This is I'm pulling it up right now on the screen. It is 22% retail package, which is your traditional beer and wine. Tahani is here for show and tell, because the word wine is really not in your application, nor is it in your in the statutes or in your ordinances. So, Tahani, besides beer and wine, I say this very loosely, what do the kids drink these days? What do guys drink? What do people buy and sell?
Well, they're telling me they drink seltzers, they drink Monaco's, they drink, all different, those are all considered beer. They're considered under beer and wine. So that's why we requested the 22% beer and wine.
And you've made a test. You've gone out through, because you have multiple stores that currently sell alcoholic beverages, right?
Correct.
And you have some pictures of some of these items with you?
Yes.
Okay. For instance, what is a wine typical?
So a typical wine is, correct, yes. And I have that bottle. You have the picture, but I have the bottles at home today. Now I've got the bottles. So this is a typical wine bottle. Obviously, I'm sure you all know what a wine bottle looks like.
And typical what is the alcohol, wine bottle. What's the alcohol content?
So this one, the alcohol content on it is 14%.
Okay. And that's the information that you gave me earlier. And you also said that almost all wines are around that 14%, correct?
Correct.
And then most, and the traditional beers that us old guys, from the, from Bush, that's 4.5 or 5% alcohol, correct?
Right.
And then you've got some other ones that show them, like Mike's Hard Liquor or Hard Cider.
Right. We have this, which I found this, I guess this is new on our shelves. It had an 8% alcohol.
And other ones are anywhere between those numbers, but nothing is anywhere close or even above the wine number. Is that correct?
Right. I had one that was 12%, but nothing over 14, nothing over that wine number.
And so the Councilman Smotherson. My apologies for the stammer. This came as a surprise to the Jabbar as well, when they did not they did not know that they were out of compliance. They were in business. You had already given an occupancy permit. The city had already given them an occupancy permit, and they found out later that there were certain pervious pavers were not installed. I can tell you that Ms. Jabbar contacted me and other people in her company, and they immediately went and contacted a contractor, and you've entered into agreements with certain parties, and they've already produced plans for the city, and you've already paid for the permit for the city to get this work done. And you anticipate to get this done as quickly as possible. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I believe that our position is that certainly the store is in substantial compliance with the CUP, and that you're going to make every effort to complete full compliance. And at that point, so we've asked, this being the Christmas season, and I'm not wearing a little Christmas hat, but this is a very, very expensive retrofit to put these pervious pavers in the property after the fact. But it is what we promised to do, and this is what we're going to do. So what we're asking is that you approve the liquor license today, even though we're not in 100% compliance, but we're in substantial compliance with the CUP, so that liquor sales of only beer and wine of type can be made between now and when the pervious pavers are in. That probably will pay for a substantial portion of the pervious pavers because of the holiday season, et cetera. So that is really the request and why we're here tonight and not on one of your other scheduled meetings.
Okay,
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Crum. Yes, sir, Mr. Fredericks, my question is in reference to the your owners, do they own the store at Del Mar and Goodfella? Is that one of the stores that this group owns?
Tahani?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and that store does not sell alcohol. So I'm wondering, and my question is in reference to your application, page 3, and it states that has applicant or any employee or proposed employees ever been denied a liquor license or had a license to sell liquor revoked? And so I'm curious why that store particular does not sell alcohol, and is that a choice? Or if you could explain what the reason is.
We never applied for a liquor license in that area.
Okay. Is that one of, Tahani, is that one of the, pardon me, because I don't know it either, Councilman. Is that property a rehab, or is it still to undergo rehab?
Well, we rebuilt that site a while ago, years ago.
Okay.
It used to be a Crown Mart, actually.
Right. And that was an earlier partner that you had, which you're no longer affiliated with, right?
Correct.
Okay. And that's my question. So you've never applied for a liquor license for that store?
Well, we've never applied. And our company rules are if there's violence and we feel like it's going to bring in more violence in the area, then we don't bring in violence in the area. So we don't.
And Mr. Barr, I appreciate you saying that, because that makes perfect sense because of the location of that store. And I'm very familiar with that area, if you understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying. So you've actually answered my question, and even more so. And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. And that's it, Mayor. Thank you.
I think to Stacy. Stacy had a question. Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. And just to be clear, in terms of the wine you would be selling, this is not fortified wine, correct?
I don't know what fortified wine is.
Night Train. those are considered wines. They generally have an alcohol by volume. So for Mad Dog, MD 2020 is a fortified.
You're thinking like wine, like the wine, like wine coolers, like.
The category of spirit called fortified wine. So Mad Dog, these have generally a higher alcohol per volume. So Mad Dog, Night Train.
The wine that we want to sell is the wine that I showed you, actual wine bottles. We don't want to put wine, those we consider wine coolers. We call those wine coolers.
They're not wine coolers.
That's what we call them.
Right, Councilman Clay. I'm embarrassed to say I do know those ones from my high school days, and If you were to, we're not in a position to do so tonight, but those types of wines are not sold at in any of the other stores.
No. And
we can okay. we can put that as a condition that we would not have the fortified wines.
I would appreciate that in Mr. Barr, fortified wines, they're fortified with distilled spirits. So imagine the wine bottle you had, and then I pour some brandy in it.
Actually, you're more than welcome to visit our sites that do have the beer and wine licenses and the liquor licenses. We don't sell that kind in our sites. I mean, I'm very proud of our sites. We sell these large bottles. You cannot come in and buy those, that kind. That's not what we bring onto our premises. And that is not what we like. We don't build $1 million sites to bring that sort of, that sort of violence and people onto the site. There's no reason for it. So, I mean,
we have one other question. And again, I'm okay with this. Again, we're all kind of going back to our old days. I'm not sure what the vernacular.
Sorry about that.
We called them tall boys. That there were going to be. Is the beer going to be in the regular cans and bottles? Or is it going to be the big ones?
The tall cans.
I apologize. Is there a better phrase for this?
So, Mayor, are you referring to like 40s?
40s.
So yeah, malt liquor, 40 ounces. Will that be part of your beer offerings?
It's up to you guys on if that's what I mean.
I don't think that's what we want, but I think that's a question.
So in our Soulard area, we have a rule. So in our Soulard area and our King's Highway site, we actually have to sell them by 4-packs. They do not let us sell them singles, which is great. It's either three, they either sell them. So we have a rule where you have to sell them 2s, 3s, or 4-packs, which is awesome. Great for me because I sell more. So you cannot sell singles, which is a good rule. So if you can't come in and buy one can, so if you guys want to come in, you cannot buy one can only. You have to buy two or more. And they come in and when the cans actually come in, the clerks have to package them that way.
What? Yes. Mr. Clay.
That certainly seems reasonable to me. And I think something that would be appreciated by the folks surrounding this establishment. I'm not in city administration, nor am I an attorney. So I don't know if that's something that can be added, but that certainly seems reasonable to me and desirable.
I think Mr. Mulligan wanted to speak. John.
Thank you, Mayor. Our code prohibits single beer sales. It requires a minimum of 3 in a package.
Thank you. I like it when you put your hand up there, John. Way to go.
To finish that subject.
Are there any other questions of the owner or her attorney? Any other questions of the body at all? We have a motion and a second before us for the liquor license at 6700 Olive. I see no one raising their hand or asking any further questions. Real quickly, right before before we take the vote, at some point in time, Jim or Tani, no one ever gave us an address. We need an address, at least for the record.
Oh, it's on the application, 6700 Olive Boulevard, University
of City. Of the speakers. I'm sorry.
Oh, my fault. I don't know. I'm going to have to get my business card out.
You can give your business address, or Tani, you can give your business address. We just have to have that for the record.
Sure. 1173 South Kings Highway, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110.
And Mr. Mayor, I apologize. I was at Polson Alley for 19, 20 some odd years. I've only been over at Armstrong for seven. And I, you know, if I don't look at my, my business card, I forget where I go.
From Forsyth.
I know, but I don't remember.
I could have given them your address. I memorized it.
All right. We have a motion and a second before. So hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of liquor license for $6,700, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you all very much this evening. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Best of holidays to you two as well.
I'm sorry, best of holidays. I forget.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
Now we'll move forward to new business resolution 2022-18, SEMA HMGP grant application for buyout of flooded properties. Is there someone to introduce? Introduced by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Mr. Rose, is there a comment?
Honorable Mayor and council members, I believe we have the director. Is he on? Okay, perfect.
Brooke, would you mind? I'm okay. There
it is. I was just going to say, I'm sorry, which person?
Mr. Wagner.
Wagner, okay.
While they're doing this, if you recall, we had made an application to both SEMA or FEMA funding to execute a buyout program. It started with a notice of intent. We received a notification from SEMA that 12 homes had been approved for a buyout, as well as the half and a quarter apartments. And so the remaining homes that were not a part of this first round of buyouts have been placed on what we consider a waiting list. So this resolution is proposed as though those that are on the first round of buyouts and those that are on the waiting list and half and a quarter apartments would all receive approval. If it turns out that they do not approve the waiting list dwelling units, then those funds obviously would not be used. And I believe we have Mr. Wagner on now. Is there anything you would like to add, Mr. Wagner? Dr. Wagner, I'm sorry. John? Well, while we're working out the technical difficulties, the funding sources that I am recommending is the use of OMCI funding. If you recall, that funding is from the Metropolitan Sewer District of $749,000. American Rescue Plan Act funds, the remaining funds of $607,000. And park and stormwater tax of $324,738. That would total to $1,680,738. Are there any questions?
I'm having trouble getting John. I think probably any questions from anyone would be welcome, but I'm not sure that we probably have a ton of questions at this time as we're moving through this process. Are there questions from members of council? Hearing none, we've got a motion and a second before us. All those in favor of resolution 2022-18, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to bill number 9497. Who would like to introduce? I assume Mr. Hales would like to introduce this one. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9497, an ordinance amending section 400.030 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to zoning code definitions by amending the definition of dormitory.
Thank you very much. Are there any reports from members of council regarding any of the commissions that they liaise with? We have no further citizen comments. Are there any council comments? Hearing none, would there be a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Ayes have it. To everyone, we hope that you have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you for joining us this evening. This meeting is now adjourned.